This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives canceled its planned Thursday session after the Capitol Police warned of a possible plot by a militia group to breach the building and threat that echoed the deadly January 6 attack. Authorities have said right-wing extremists were part of a mob of supporters of former President Donald Trump that stormed the Capitol in January, interrupting the formal congressional certification of President Joe Biden's election victory. Thursday marks the date when some right-wing conspiracy theorists had falsely claimed that Trump, defeated by Biden in the November 3rd election, will be sworn in for a second term in office. The Justice Department has charged more than 300 people with taking part in the Capitol siege, in which five people, including a police officer, were killed. The U.S. Capitol Police said in a statement, it's working with local, state, and federal agencies to stop any threats to the Capitol. Meantime, the top intelligence officials of the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, made a troubling acknowledgement in congressional testimony Wednesday. Neither agency had garnered intelligence indicating that supporters of Trump would storm the Capitol on January 6 in an effort to overturn the November election results. The testimony comes amid a growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead-up to the Capitol attack and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote.